Let's go to Darren Flindell. He's a part of the big team for Hong Kong Jockey Club as the new season begins on the weekend, and he'll be calling the action. He is, in fact, about to call some trials there this morning. Morning, Darren.
Yes, good morning, Andrew. With the season about to start, there's certainly been no shortage of trials in the last 10 days or so, and actually Ambitious Dragon trialed yesterday morning. We haven't seen him at the races for more than 12 months, so all being well, we might see Ambitious Dragon come back later on in the year when the internationals come up. But anyhow, first step off the mark for him, he was back yesterday morning.
That's good signs. Well, how's the season look? The first meeting on the weekend, how's the build-up been?
The build-ups have been good. It's been a slightly longer break than usual because of the fact that they're doing drainage works around the Happy Valley district. The Happy Valley racecourse won't open now until the mid part of October, so we're just starting the season 1 week later than usual. So all the punters here, they're ready and raring to go. They're studying the trial form pretty closely.
Okay, how does the first meeting look? I know, do the fields come out later this morning?
Yes, so they'll come out at 9 a.m. But traditionally, the highlight race for this meeting is the Chief Executives Cup, and there's a couple of nice young sprinters that are going around, particularly Divine Ten, who racked up a pretty imposing record the last season. He'd be one of the main chances, Divine Ten, but having watched his lead-up trial, I thought he might just need the run there. But there's a fair bit of talent in the main race.
Christian Reith, I spoke to Christian last night via text. He is one of the Aussies there, and he's got 7 rides at the first meeting. He's got rides for Johnny Size, John Moore, Danny Shum, Tony Millard. It's a great little kick start for him to have 7 rides at the opening meeting.
And it's very important, really, for these newer jockeys to establish themselves very early on in the season. We saw last year that the Mauritian jockey, Karis Teton, was able to win the very first race of the season. And as it turned out, he went on to have a bonanza of the season, riding close to 50 winners. So that was a great effort for Karis. So if Christian Reith could do something in a similar vein, that would be an ideal start. But yeah, as you say, Andrew, to get to 7 rides on the first meeting of the season, that's a good effort.
I've been saying this weekend, the first meeting is Sunday, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, Sunday is the traditional. You mentioned the punters there. For people that haven't been to Hong Kong that are listening to us that are obviously racing followers, Darren, it's an extraordinary at any time, but to have the first season, the punters actually get there and they are lined up on Sunday, aren't they, for the gates to open?
They literally do. They queue up and it's always an amazing sight, particularly for the meetings like the first meeting of the season, the last meeting of the season, Chinese New Year. They're always the big ones, and they're going to the gates for the first, and you can still see them piling in their thousands through the turnstiles. It's the only game in town, Andrew. It's not like you can stand in a pub or a tab here and have a bet on a dog race every 2 minutes. There's one race every 30 minutes, and there's only 2 meetings a week, so it's taken pretty seriously.
Zach Purton obviously won the champion jockey for the first time in the season last season. It's a different, I guess, for him because he's now the one that the others will be after.
Well, Zach knows now what it takes to win the premiership. He went very close in the previous season, and I think Zach has matured a lot mentally, off the track as well. And that was an integral part of his success last season to topple Douglas White. And for the fact that Zach went within 2 wins of actually beating Douglas White's record of the most wins in a season, I think it shows you just how far he's come. And knowing Zach, now that he's achieved that level, he won't be giving it up.
Well, he's very keen for the Caulfield and Melbourne Cups. He's gone that horse Admire Racky, the Japanese horse who arrives in Melbourne Saturday week. He's very keen for that horse in both the Cups and looking for other rides as well.
And I dare say he'll be looking forward to reuniting with Military Attack on the local scene as well, because the big news at the end of the previous season, the horse was taken out of John Moore's yard and taken over to Casper Founds. And of course, Zach is the number one rider for Casper Founds. So that'll be a little association that'll be tying up again here at the local end. But yeah, Zach, I think he rated his performance on Sacred Falls winning the Doncaster as one of the real highlights of the previous season. And no doubt, Zach will be looking to achieve more down in Australia as well. I mean, already he's achieved a lot overseas with that short stint in Japan before his injury, with a number of winners there, and his Group 1 successes around the world. I think Zach whilst he's very focused once again on the Hong Kong Premiership, they'll certainly be eyeing off the big ones overseas as well.
Well, this week, if Nostradamus, if this track at Rose Hill in Sydney, a long way from you, Darren, but if it keeps improving, we're going to see Brett Prebble in town on Saturday to ride Nostradamus in the Golden Rose.
Yeah, that's right. And then Brett will be back riding here on Sunday as well. So, yeah, good luck to Brett there. I know Brett likes his trips to Australia as well, riding in Sydney and Melbourne, and that'll be something to look forward to.
Mate, I'll let you keep moving. How long to the first trial there this morning?
It's about 12 minutes, actually.
Okay,
and Andrew, the co-mingling here will be getting underway pretty shortly with the Victorian tote will be the first to come on board, and I believe that'll be close to happening in the next 4 weeks or so, and the New South Wales TAB will follow a short time after. So I guess that's going to be a pretty significant point once the Australian punters will be able to bet directly into these large Hong Kong pools.
I'm glad you mentioned that. It reminded me, because at the end of your racing season, there was strong talk of co-mingling. I better get my boss on air and find out where it stands. So, we can bet into Singapore via the Victorian tote, and it's amazing when you can bet on a Singapore race that's got six figures in it.
That's right, and it's going to be even bigger once you start on Hong Kong.
Yeah.
I believe all the deals are done. They've worked out the negotiations have been done between the Jockey Club and the TAB. They're in Australia with Victoria in any case, but I believe it's just going to that last level of approval, and then it'll be underway in the not-too-distant future.
All right, we'll get some news on that from our Tabcorp chiefs. Darren, good calling, mate. We'll be all listening and watching on Sunday as Hong Kong racing returns. A lot of interest with Australian jockeys there and a lot of former Aussie horses. Good luck with it, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, Andrew.
Darren Flindell, a race caller for the Hong Kong Jockey Club. And as I say, he'll be back in action on Sunday.